This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, Agun Erev Shabbos. We're continuing in the series on Tefillah, Gateway to Tefillah. We want to thank our dear friend, Rabbi Salo Rose of Los Angeles, who dedicate these shiurim in honor of his brother, L'zeich Nishmat Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Nesham Shem and Aliyah, B'yomei Yos Yosef, for his whole family, Abiyas Gal Tzedek. So we're actually up to Kriya Shema, and Shema is a very timely subject, as we mentioned, that when Yaakov Avinu was about to pass away and he wanted to tell his children when the Geula would come, so the Divine Presence left him, and the Shvatim said to Yaakov, don't worry, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I want to share with you a few amazing things about Shema. Question, why don't we make a bracha on Shema? Shema is a mitzvah. Don't we always make blessings before we perform a mitzvah? Why don't we make a bracha before Shema? So there's a discussion in the Poskim. Are the Birchos Kriya Shema a bracha on the mitzvah of Shema? You know, it would make a very big nafkamino lahalacha. If they're a bracha on Shema, then you're not allowed to answer Amen before, in between, Haboicher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava and Shema. Therefore, the Mechaber says, don't answer Amen. But the opinion of Rama is that you should answer Amen. In deference to the Mechaber, what we try to do is, we try to finish the bracha along with the Chazan, so we don't get involved in the question in the first place. But if you didn't do that, you should answer Amen. Or, if you said Shema before davening, and you're already yotze in the mitzvah of Shema, you should wait and answer Amen. But fundamentally, we maintain that there is no bracha on the mitzvah of Shema. Why not? The Avudraham deals with this question, and the Avudraham says something beautiful. He says, what's the purpose, what's the function of a bracha? Why do we make a bracha? Because before we want to do a mitzvah, we want to accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. You know, if somebody asks you to do something, you could say to yourself, I don't have to do it, I'm going to be a nice guy and I'm going to do it anyway. Or you could do it out of a sense of responsibility that you need to do this. We're not supposed to do mitzvahs because we think it happens to be convenient for us. We do mitzvahs because we accept the responsibility of the mitzvahs. We feel we have to do them. So we make a bracha before the mitzvah. The purpose of a bracha is to accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. Because any bracha, Chazal say, that doesn't have Hashem's name and doesn't have Malchus is not a bracha. However, says the Avudraham, it's not necessary to make a blessing on Shema. Shema already has Hashem's name in it. And Shema is also like Malchus, like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says. Therefore, it's like a bracha. It's like a bracha. We could add, the whole purpose of Shema is to accept the yoke of heaven. Why would we need to make a bracha? If the purpose of a bracha is to accept the yoke of heaven before we perform a mitzvah, it's not needed when it comes to the mitzvah of Shema, whose very essence is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, accepting the yoke of heaven. Now, I want to share with you something really out of this world. Before that, the Avudraham says we say Shema aloud in order to stir our kavana. But he says the word Shema is Neutrikain. You know what Neutrikain means? It's an acronym. Each letter, Shin, Mem, Ayin, each letter stands for something. And actually the word Shema stands for four things. You ready? You should write this down. By the way, the ayin of Shema is big. The dalet of Echad is big. We're saying testimony. Shema stands for Se'u Maroim Einechem. Lift upon high your eyes. Shema stands for Se'u Maroim Einechem. Lift upon high your eyes. To who? Shakai Melech Olam, God, King of the World. So Shema also stands for Shakai Melech Olam. When? Shachris Mincha Arvis. Shema stands for Shachris, Mincha, Arvis. And if you do that, you know what you're accepting upon yourself? Oil, Malchus, Shamayim. Shema also stands for Shema, O Malchus Shema. So Shema is a quadruple Rashi Tevois. Su'u, Maroim, Einechem. Lift your eyes on high. And to who? Shakai, Melech, Oilam. God, King of the world. When? Shachris, Mincha, Arvis. And if you do that, you're Makabel, Oil, Malchus, Shamayim. So that's an amazing secret. It's something to think about. Something to think about. Su maroim einechem, shakai melech oilam, shachris mincha arvis, oil malchus shamayim. The word Shema has three meanings. And I'm going to tell you another two. Shema means to listen. To hear. Like vayishma yisrai. To listen. Listen to these words. The other one is a lashon of Shema. It means understand. Like in the pasuk in Devarim, Goya Asher Loi Sishma L'Shoinai. The word Shema can mean to understand. In Yale V'Yavai we say, Yale V'Yavai V'Yagia. God, let our tefillah go up and come and reach. And you should see it. And not you should hear it. It means you should understand what we're really asking for. The third interpretation is accept upon yourself. Like, V'Hoya Im Shamaya Tishmu. You'll accept upon yourself. So Shema has three meanings. To listen. To understand. I'm sorry. To listen. To understand. And to accept. So when we're saying these word, this phrase, we should have in mind, I'm listening, I'm trying to understand, and I'm accepting upon myself. We could add another two meanings. It also means when Yaakov Avinu, after Rachel died, Yaakov put his bed in Bilhah's tent, Reuven took it out, and he put it in Leah's tent. The pasuk says, Vayishma Yaakov, Yaakov listened. It doesn't mean Yaakov listened. Reb Schwab writes, Vayishma means it was etched into his mind. He heard it in a way that he never forgot it. That's why on his deathbed in this week's parsha, he turns to Reuven. He says, Reuven, you know why you're not the king? You know why you lost prestige? Because you were impetuous. You meddled in my personal affairs. Reuven says, Dad, you remember that? I can't believe it. Yeah, because it says Vayishma. Vayishma means you hear it in a way where it's etched in your consciousness forever. And another meaning we learned recently, Shema, means to gather, to galvanize, to unify. Shema Yisrael, the Jewish people should unite. Now, what's interesting is we're unifying Hashem's name. We're declaring the oneness. We're declaring the unity of God's name. Why do we use the word Shema specifically? Especially Shema, the more familiar translation is listen. But it's not so familiar to us that it also means to understand or to comprehend. Couldn't we have used the word better, Haskes? Haskes means listen, but it has a more stronger connotation of understand. Or we could have used the word Havinu or Haskilu. So the Avujaham brings an amazing mashal. There was once a king who invited his servants to a meal, and he seated them at his table, and he gave each one a golden plate, and he gave them all the pleasures of the world. And he prepared for himself a golden table, and he served himself the same items that he served his servants. So the king says to himself, well, people are not going to know who's the king and who are the servants, because we're all eating on gold and we're all dining on the finest. So the king said, you know how my greatness will be recognized? So he tells one of his servants, bring me two full cups worth of diamonds that I have in my treasury and put these two cups on my table. This way everyone will know I'm the king. So the servant ran to get two cups worth from the treasury, and his hands faltered, and the cup, one of the cups broke, and that cup was damaged. So the king said, Where's my servant? Where are the two cups? So they told him what happened. So the king said, listen, one of the cups broke, just bring the cup that didn't break and put it on my table. The king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The servants are the Jewish people. God invited us to a meal on Har Sinai on the day He gave us the Torah. He placed His Shechina on us. And we said, Nasa v'nishma. We said, we will do and we will listen. Did we do? We didn't do. Because we sinned with the golden calf. And we said, Kum ase lanu elokim. Make a God. So we lost the zechus of Nasa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what do you have left, Jewish people? You don't have anything left. We said, no, we still have Nishma. We still have Nishma. And therefore, God says, okay, you still have Nishma? Serve me with Nishma. Say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. At least if you lost Nasa, serve me with Nishma. That's the zechus of Shema. So it occurred to me something out of this world. We've learned many times over the years from the Magen Avram that the six remembrances, the six zechirois, are fulfilled in Ahava Rabbah. When you say the Kerav Tanu L'Shem HaGadol Sala Be'ames L'Hoydes L'Cha, when you say the words V'Avienu L'Shaloi Me'arba Kanfei Sarz V'Sol Kimus Yotzeinu Ki Kelpo Yishu Asad V'Van V'Chad V'Kalam V'Shen V'Kerav Tanu L'Shem HaGadol V'Kerav Tanu on Maimon Har Sinai. When you say the words of a Kerav Tanu, you should remember Maimon Har Sinai. L'shimcha HaGadol, you remember to destroy Amalek. L'hoidos L'cha, you remember that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. That God gave us a mouth to thank Him and not to speak Lashon Hara like Miriam. And the Magen Avraham says, when you say the words Be'ahava, you're supposed to remember the sin of the golden calf. How so? You're supposed to think, now God loves us. But when we made the golden calf, that love wasn't as strong. So it comes out very beautiful. After we say the word Ba'ahava, we remember the sin of the golden calf, we immediately say the word Shema. What we're saying is, we may have lost the Nasa when Ba'ahava. So we say the word Ba'ahava, we remember the sin of the golden calf, and we say, Ribbono Shel, we messed up on the Nasa, but at least Shema Yisrael, at least we still have the Nishma. Especially at the sin of the golden calf, we said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. So we immediately say, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elohecheinu. So it's sort of an immediate rectification for our invoking the sin of the golden calf. So remember, Shema. Su'u maroi meinechem, shakai melech oilam, shachris mincha arvis, oil malchus shamayim. Shema, the Avodah Zarah says three meanings. Listen, understand, accept. We added to remember eternally, to galvanize. And the reason why we focus on the Shema is that's what we have left over from the Nasa v'Nishma. Okay, one more short Dvar Torah, and I wish you good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.